Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk. Be pleased to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. Today we will be talking about NFL, college football, and MLB playoffs. Last week I didn't do my show, sadly, but we're doing it today. So basically we're going to take it right off with NFL picks. First off on the list, this is for next week, not today, because today games are already going on. So for next week, week 3, we're starting it off with the Redskins and the Giants. I'm going to give the Giants. The Giants really showed up Monday night last week against the Cowboys, and even though they got beat, they're still a really good team, and what they did out there really impressed me. With the Falcons and the Cowboys today, the Falcons are going at it with the Eagles, and that will really be the test to see if the Falcons are really who they say they are. Same with the Eagles. But for this one, I'm going to go with the Cowboys since, you know, they really, really impressed me with their performance on Monday night. And I'm sorry, not the Falcons and the Eagles. The Falcons and the Giants are up against each other tonight. The Giants are beating them 22-10, and the Eagles are up against the Cowboys. So I'm looking for those two games to see who they really are. For the Raiders and the Browns, or for the Colts and the Titans, which is our next game, I'm going to go with the Colts, as the Titans did really well against the Bucs, and they beat us 42 to whatever. They really just beat us, and I stopped watching the game after, you know, they were up by 5 touchdowns. It was ridiculous. It really was. But luckily, right now, the Bucs are beating the Saints 20-7, so really excited about that. Anyway, we have the next one. We have the Raiders and the Browns. I'm going to go with the Browns on this one. The Raiders, you know, they've been doing bad all the while, and they really just can't seem to get in a rhythm. With the Bengals and the Ravens, I'm going to go with the Bengals on this one, as the Ravens haven't really impressed me this season, and I don't look for them to make it even to the playoffs. For the Jags and the Patriots, I'm going to go with the Patriots, as Tom Brady's in there since the Deflategate thing. And the Jags are just not very good. With the Saints and the Panthers, I'm going to go with the Panthers. The Saints aren't really doing good against one of the worst teams in the NFL. That would be the Bucs. I was hopeful, but then when they lost to the Titans, I'm not so hopeful. But the Saints might be worse than them. So I'm going to go with the Panthers on that one. With the Eagles and the Jets, I'm going to go with the Eagles. The Eagles lost to the Seahawks last week, but you know, they're still a really good team. They lost to the Seahawks. Then we have the Bucs and the Texans. I'm going to go with the Bucs. They look really good against the Saints right now, and I'm really looking for them to do well against the Texans. With the Chargers and the Vikings, I'm going to go with the Chargers. With the Steelers and the Rams, I'm going to go with the Steelers. The Dream Team, as they said, didn't look too well against the Patriots that first week, but against the Rams, I'm looking for them to bounce back. With the 49ers and the Cardinals are one of the most elite teams in the NFL, and even though the 49ers quarterback is, you know, getting better and, you know, fixing his mechanics, staying in the pocket more, I think it's still the Cards game. With the Bills and the Dolphins, I'm going to go with the Bills. The Bills quarterback looks really well, and I'm looking for them to go to maybe even the playoffs. We'll see. With the Bears and the Seahawks, I'm going to go with the Seahawks. Even though the Bears did look good against the Packers, they still got beat, and the Seahawks are pretty dang good. With the Broncos and the Lions, I'm going to go with the Broncos. And with the Chiefs and the Packers on Monday Night Football, I'm going to go with Packers. Looking forward to that one, as well as tonight's game with the Packers and the Seahawks. Anyway, that's going to do it for this NFL segment. Stay right here in PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. Sarah here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break to talk about college football and MLB.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida. All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us. It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever. It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco. Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks. And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back. And we're going to talk a little bit about college football and what's going on there. So, number one, USF, they looked really good against Florida State last week, but against Maryland, they lost 17-35, which really surprised me, especially since Florida State is supposed to be a pretty good team. Another really close game was Memphis and Bowling Green. That game was surprisingly close. And Temple and UMass, as well as Cincinnati and Miami. Although all these teams are unranked, they were still pretty good games. Furman and UCF, 16-15. Then we're going to move over to the top 25 here with some teams that we really want to know about. I was looking at the American League by accident. And that's pretty funny, to be honest. But let's take a look at our, let's take a look at our Utah-Oregon game next week. Looking forward to this, as it should be a really good game, 18-13 ranked. And then another good game next week that I'm looking for is UCLA and Arizona. And then this week, right, this weekend, some really good games in the top 25. Surprisingly, FSU didn't beat Boston College by a lot, only won by 14, which is really surprising. So some really good games. Well, a game that I thought was going to be good but didn't turn out to be so good was Auburn and LSU. And then Georgia Tech and Notre Dame, that was a great game. Then if we move over to Ole Miss and Alabama, Ole Miss upsetting the number 2 Alabama. That was a really big surprise. Wasn't expecting that at all, but that was a thriller. That was a thriller of a game. And then we had BYU and UCLA, and they only won by one, UCLA. And BYU has to deal with its first loss. So, anyway, it was a pretty crazy game there, too. So that's pretty much it for college football. Moving over to MLB, we have, the playoffs coming up very soon. And I'm scared because, number one, the Rays, they're not doing too hot right now. In the wild card, it's not looking too good. In the division, it's not looking too good. So at this point, I'm gonna call it quits on the Rays. I think they're not gonna make the playoffs this year, but oh well, we'll see next year how it looks. Of course, it was Kevin Cash's first year as manager. He doesn't really know how to work their bullpen. You know, John Madden had a really, really weird way of doing things. And even though it worked, it was weird. So that's pretty much it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk. I hope you guys enjoyed. And I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to this edition of PJ Sports Talk. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a great Sunday, folks.